Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stephen, 10 in the morning now, 8:47 here on a Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Football, AFC title game Sunday. Tennessee at Kansas City.
Two.
Chief Justice swears in senators as jurors. Impeachment trial underway.
One.
Winter storm hits most of Kansas, bringing hazardous driving conditions in spots. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic conditions improving in that Wichita area, but again, just a good idea to continue to be very careful out there. Leave plenty of room between yourself and the vehicle in front of you, and just treat that road as if it were actually frozen out there. Roadway's wet and slippery at this time, but temperature's still fairly low. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Cloudy and cool with a 100% chance for rain and freezing rain today and a high of 40 degrees. Partly cloudy with a 20% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 31. Saturday sunny, tomorrow's high 42. Now light rain, southeast wind gusting to 22 miles per hour and 33 degrees. 8:49 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. U.S. industrial production fell 0.3% in December as unseasonably warm weather reduced demand for heating from utilities. The Federal Reserve said today that total industrial production, which includes manufacturing, mining, and utility sectors, slumped 1% over the past year. Much of that annual decline came from factory output tumbling by 1.3%. Construction of new homes surged in December to the highest level in 13 years. How about that? Capping a year in which falling mortgage rates and a strong labor market helped lift the prospects of the housing industry. People have jobs and the rates are down. You got to buy a house.
Yeah.
Commerce Department reporting today that builders started construction on 1.61 million homes at a seasonally adjusted annual rate in December, up 16.9% from the November pace of home buildings. That's good news there. Stocks closed broadly higher on Wall Street Thursday, pushing major indices to more record highs. A batch of solid economic data injected more optimism into markets to a day after the U.S. and China signed that initial trade deal.
Right.
Yeah. S&P 500 climbed 27 points. The Dow rose 267 points. The NASDAQ gained 98 points.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big NASDAQ.
Yeah. 8:50 here with Steve and Ted on KNSS, and coming up Sunday night at 9 o'clock. John Whitmer with the John Minter Show. No, well, we don't have John yet. We got
Bill Ray.
Bill Roy. Bill Roy's here with us. Bill,
one, two.
Good morning. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning to you both and to listeners as well.
There
the
you
big
go.
Story in the, shall I go ahead? Or
go
you
ahead.
Wanna,
yeah.
Okay, here we go. The big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal. An analysis of the options on how to pay for the transformation of the east bank of the Arkansas River downtown. The Riverfront Legacy Master Plan Group has presented its proposal, a plan that would cost at least $1 billion. It includes removal of Century 2 and building new convention and performing arts centers. There are several options available to pay for the transformation. The group has proposed using a sales tax increase. Other methods include tax increment financing, establishing a community improvement district, industrial revenue bonds, using sales tax and revenue bonds. The project proposal will go to the Wichita City Council and the Sedgwick County Commission. And this week, the WBJ spends 10 minutes with Kristen Stang. She's an architect by training but became involved in commercial real estate. She also co-founded the group Women in Commercial Real Estate, and now she's president of the Kansas chapter of Certified Commercial Investment Member. She made the change from architecture to real estate to have a bigger say in how projects were built. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, we've got the holiday coming, a federal holiday on Monday. Martin Luther King Day is MLK Day.
Right.
Is Monday. We will be having a Steve and Ted show. And you are cordially invited to be a part of the program if you wish.
I will be with you.
Ooh, good for you. Thank you, sir. So that's coming up Monday. So we've got a three-day weekend for many people. Now, tomorrow, we've been talking about this all morning. It's the big thing going on in Kansas City with the Chiefs. And you grew up there. We talked about this last hour. I wanted to ask you another question, though. When you were a kid growing up in Kansas City, did you have a favorite Kansas City Chiefs player?
Oh, yes, and it kind of varied from week to week sometimes. Of course, Lenny Dawson. I loved Lenny Dawson.
Lenny, yeah.
I loved Buck Buchanan.
Yeah.
I loved Otis Taylor because what a great receiver he was.
Wait a minute. You only loved Hall of Famers?
Yeah,
yeah, basically, yeah.
That's where he is.
E.J. Hollab,
yeah.
E.J. Hollab was a linebacker who went to center after his knees really got bad and then retired. But E.J. Hollab wore 55, and in high school, I wore 55.
Hey, says just to honor him, huh?
Okay. You bet. Of course, Willie Lanier, Jim Tyrer. Wow.
Did you ever hear of
what a great team that was.
Did you ever hear of a guy named Curtis McClinton?
You betcha. Wichita's own Curtis
was
McClinton.
Was he on that team? He was, Ted, wasn't he? On that championship?
Yeah, I think he was.
He's on
the
Super Bowl team.
Yeah. Sure he was.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's interesting because he grew up in Wichita, went to North High.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And several years ago when they had the big bond issue and they redid all the schools and upgraded North, among other high schools, and they had a big open house over there. And, of course, both my kids went to North. My father-in-law and mother-in-law went to North. So many of my friends went to North. And so
wow.
We went over to the family, and I had Luke with me. Luke's now 16, okay?
Right.
He couldn't have been more than 3 years old, and I've got a photo of me holding Luke in my arm and talking to Curtis McClinton.
That's cool.
First time I ever met him, and I was thrilled. I mean, that guy was a hero. I thought he was a great,
you
great
bet,
football
absolutely.
Player.
Absolutely.
Pretty doggone nice fella, too.
Good.
But, you know, that's the way it is with us. Many people who are big stars, they're also nice people as well.
That's right. Like, so nice. So nice.
I went to that game at the North High Old Gym last week. And
What did you think?
I started thinking Curtis McClinton's number is retired up there.
Yeah.
North was built in 1929.
Wow.
He's the only number retired from like that first 50 years of North High School athletics. I was like, how did North not have legends in the first 50 years it existed?
And at the time, there was only two high schools, North and East.
I know. So North should have tons of guys from that era, but they really don't.
So did you go to the old gym or the new gym?
The old gym.
The old gym's still there then.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Right. Well, that was it.
I mean, all the retired numbers are Barry Sanders, Byron Sanders, Lynette Woodard.
Right.
McClinton's the only one from like the 30s through the 80s. He's like the only one. I was like,
well, I got to tell
where
you.
Were all those great North athletes in those?
Hey, when I was a youngster playing basketball over, and when we played at North, I loved it. That gym was, to play basketball in, there was something about...
I'm glad it's still there.
Something about the backboards and the way they were situated and whatnot. I could always score at least 2 points.
Those rims are soft, baby.
Yeah. Soft rims. And
yes.
When you threw up a shot, you'd hear that clang.
Yeah, clang. The ball hitting the rim. Okay.
Right.
All right. Well, it's a great place. And, hey, we're going to have a great weekend with the Chiefs. Go Chiefs, right?
Go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs. All right, guys. Thank you. Coming up at 9 o'clock, winter storm hits central and northeast Kansas. We've got that story and more news at 9 o'clock this morning. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and news updates all day. Steve at 10 in the morning on 98.7, 1330 KNSS Wichita. Today's high 40 degrees, right now 33.
Go Chiefs!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.